The 22 artifacts include 17 jade discs and ornaments, 4 pieces of bronzeware, and a pottery figurine. Some of the items date back as far as 1600 BCE. However, the fossil featuring a microraptor embedded in a rock is considered to be the most valuable one. Zhang Zhijun, the deputy chief of the Department of Stratigraphy and Paleontology for the Geological Museum of China, explains.
The repatriated fossil is the microraptor fossil, a kind of dinosaur with feathers. It originated in Liaoning province. It is approximately 160 million years old. The finding and returning of the fossil is a great example of joint law enforcement between China and the U.S.
According to Zhang, the microraptor fossil will be exhibited at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History for about 6 months before being sent back to the Geological Museum of China. In accordance with the bilateral agreement between the United States and China signed in 2009, both countries work together closely to prevent the illicit trafficking of archaeological objects. During Chinese President Xi Jinping's state visit to the United States in September this year, the two sides reached agreements on returning forfeited Chinese artifacts. Chinese Ambassador to the United States, Cui Tiankai, addressed the repatriation ceremony.
The discovery is a result of seamless coordination among so many people from various agencies of China and the United States. It is indeed another testament of the width and depth of China-U.S. relations. In 2009, our two countries signed the MOU on import restrictions of archaeological materials. By translating this agreement into reality today, we are not only enhancing our shared values in cherishing cultural heritage, but also raising public awareness of combating illicit trade in archaeological objects.
The U.S. State Department's Assistant Secretary for Educational and Cultural Affairs, Evan Ryan, also participated in the event. She spoke more on her government's efforts to recover illicitly trafficked items.
We value our partnership. We do this because we respect China's history. We respect China's traditions and their culture. We also do it because we are committed to preserving and protecting our shared cultural heritage for ourselves and for future generations.
Since the two countries signed the MOU in 2009, cultural institutions from the two countries have jointly held 30 cultural relics exhibitions in the United States. According to Gu Yucai, China's Deputy Director General of the State Administration of Cultural Heritage, the administration is planning to hold exhibitions in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. in 2017. Harvard University, the University of Chicago, and the University of Pittsburgh are all on the list to deepen relationships with Chinese universities and institutions, including Peking University, in many ancient culture research programs. For CRI, I'm Hefei in Washington.